8. Never prove the other person wrong. Dialogue 1.
So, how long will it take before we receive our order?
According to your order specifications, we would be able to complete production in about 2 months. After production, depending on your transportation arrangements, you should be able to have product in hand in a matter of weeks after the order has been filled.
A matter of months? That's completely unacceptable. With our market demands, we must have something more timely. Production shouldn't take 2 months. Your factories certainly have more capacity than that. If you can't get the product to us sooner, we'll just have to go with another supplier.
Mr. Harris, I know you have been making these orders for some time now. Have you ever had an order filled in less than a month?
No.
I do understand your concern about a tight deadline. Now is the busiest time for your industry, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. All of our competitors are also flooding the market with orders. We've just got to get the upper hand.
With all the extra demand placed on factories to fill the increase in orders, how difficult would it be to find a factory that can fill your order immediately?
Well, I hadn't thought about that. I suppose most factories are in the same spot you are.
Well, Mr. Harris, as you can see, I understand your concerns and your tight deadlines. However, it is not possible to move production faster. Not with us, and not with anyone else, either. We would really like to work this problem out with you. Perhaps we can discuss different shipment options that will shorten your time. Dialogue 2.
What kind of options do we have for materials?
The particular model you have ordered comes in a choice of stainless steel, copper alloy, or titanium. Each material has a different pricing, of course, as well as different strengths and weaknesses to each choice.
Well, it seems like the copper alloy should be just as strong as the stainless steel. With the way the metals market is going, the price should be comparable as well. I think your rate difference on the two is ridiculous.
John, have you taken a look at the price of steel lately?
No, I suppose I haven't. But it doesn't seem reasonable to expect such a remarkable difference in price.
I can understand your concern, but consider for a moment the difference in weight alone of the copper versus the stainless steel models. Do you think the stainless steel, being so much heavier, might have something to do with increased durability?
Yeah, I guess. I hadn't thought of that. I guess the stainless steel models are more durable. Maybe that has something to do with the pricing, huh?
Indeed it does.